I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Thursday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. A federal judge has denied the asylum claim for the family of 5-year-old Liam Ramos. Governor Tim Walz says life after his time as governor doesn't include public office. And the Minnesota Vikings add yet another quarterback to their roster. But first, a prestigious honor for our community announced today.
The people of the Twin Cities of Minnesota are being honored with the 2026 John F. Kennedy Profile in Courage Award. The JFK Library Foundation says it's presented annually to public servants who have made courageous decisions of conscience without regard for the personal or professional consequences. The foundation says the people of the Twin Cities are being honored for risking their lives to protect their neighbors and immigrant community members from an unprecedented federal law enforcement operation, peacefully defending the human rights and values that serve as the foundation of our constitutional democracy. The award will be presented May 31st at the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library and Museum in Boston. It's unclear at this point who will be accepting it. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830, WCCO.
A public visitation is being held today for 39-year-old Master Sergeant Nicola Moore, who was killed in Kuwait at the start of the war. It takes place at Mueller Memorial in White Bear Lake. A memorial service is also scheduled for tomorrow at noon at Eagle Brook Church, also in White Bear Lake. Moore's body will be laid to rest at a private ceremony at Fort Snelling. Moore and 5 other soldiers were killed in the March 1st airstrike. She survived by her husband and 2 children. A shooting left a man dead and a woman injured in St. Paul's Midway neighborhood yesterday afternoon.
St. Paul Police Sergeant Toy Vic Savong says officers were called just after 1 p.m. yesterday to the 1500 block of Edmund Avenue by a woman reporting she had been shot. Police found her along with an injured adult male who later died.
You know, when you have a crime like this, it's a heinous crime involving multiple victims, it's for the public, you know, that we were able to take the suspect into custody, and it's for the safety of the public.
An adult male suspect was arrested shortly after the incident. This marks St. Paul's 3rd homicide of the year. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Another push is underway at the state capitol to legalize sports betting in Minnesota. Senator Jeremy Miller says it's time to put protections around the sports betting that's already happening in the state.
People in Minnesota are already betting on sports. They're either doing it through illegal offshore accounts, they're doing it on the prediction markets, or they're doing it in other states. So anyone who says that sports betting is not happening in Minnesota is kidding themselves, because we know sports betting is already happening in Minnesota.
In-person sports betting is legal in 39 states and Washington, D.C. 31 of those states allow online betting. Wisconsin could become the 32nd with legislation awaiting the governor's signature there. Wisconsin has had in-person sports betting since 2021. A federal judge has denied the asylum claim for the family of 5-year-old Liam Ramos, the young boy whose arrest by ICE sparked international attention. That judge's decision came last month, and the family is working on an appeal, according to their attorney, who talked with WCCO-TV.
They have been traumatized. As we all know here, what the family went through, the little boy and his family. What they seek is for the government, U.S. government, to be very considerate, look at the humane face, the humane quality, the due process rights that we are all entitled to.
Ramos was detained in January alongside his father. They were both taken to a Texas immigration center before a judge ordered they be released. A man is in custody following a double homicide in the small Minnesota community of Lexington early Wednesday morning. A woman was found dead and a young boy was gravely injured in a home prompting a search for the suspect that involved 7 law enforcement agencies, drones, and a canine. The boy later died at the hospital. Investigators say this was not a random incident. Charges against the suspect could come as soon as today. Governor Tim Walz says a life after his time as governor does not include public office. Appearing on the WCCO Radio Morning News with Benita Sokar, Walz doubled down on not having any interest in serving Senator Amy Klobuchar's remaining term if she wins in November.
I think I want to contribute in other ways. I certainly have been spending a lot more time back in classrooms. I was reading to some kindergartners this week, and so I want to be part of some of the solutions that we're having, but electorally, no, I don't. And I think Senator Klobuchar will be able to put someone in there that will be effective.
The Minnesota Vikings adding yet another quarterback to their roster, and it's a familiar name. NFL Network is reporting that Carson Wentz, who played for the team last year, has been re-signed to a one-year deal. This comes just days after the Vikings signed veteran Kyler Murray, who was released from the Arizona Cardinals. They, along with Gopher Max Brosmer, joined J.J. McCarthy in what has become a crowded quarterback room. Finally, March Madness is no joke for a group of friends who gather every year to watch the tournament. This time around, they're in downtown Minneapolis at Tom's Watch Bar.
It's become an annual ritual. Luke is a Wisconsin fan.
This whole crew gets together in a different city every year, and we watch March Madness basketball together. So it's kind of like become, this guy's the ringleader of it.
Yeah. How many years is this route?
22 years.
But there is much more to the tournament for these guys than just watching the games. Z is from Virginia Tech.
Tournament Bible. Everywhere we go, we log our entries, the people who are on the trip, all of our brackets, all of our bets. This is the Tourney Bible. It's just the greatest sporting event that's ever been created.
In other words, they mean business. In downtown Minneapolis, Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.